thoughts?
Overall impressions? Yeah.
So overall, certainly pleased with what we saw on the racetrack, you know, from an eye test, definitely passed. And when you look at the metrics, right, it's the most leaders we've had, most lead changes, closest finish. So, you know, certainly on the quick recap, some really great metrics. But, you know, as we said before, there's a lot for us to digest, to go back, talk to the teams. You know, you guys are just getting quotes from drivers, too. We've got to do the same thing with drivers, crew chiefs, and see where we're at and kind of evaluate and go from there.
Joey said he thought it was slow, and you know, it looked slow compared to what we're used to seeing here, and a little faster in the corners, but you think the end game is just passing, and slow really isn't the, you know, the objective.
I think a great race is the objective, and you know, I think what fans saw today was that. You know, certainly I think it passed the eye test. So speeds, you know, some races, you know, you're going 200, some you're you know, down in the 100s on a road course, and what at the end of the day it matters is how many lead changes did we have, and was it competitive throughout, and we thought it was today.
Steve, did it take a little while for it to develop in the race? Because in the early laps they started the spread out, with the exception of the top four cars could run together, but then as the race went on, you'd see little packs get closer and closer.
Yeah, I think on this package, you know, you've got to look at what's a realistic expectation, right? You know, we never thought this would be Daytona or Talladega. You know, the first objective to us was, could you close that gap from first to second? And we certainly saw that, you know, with the leader really not getting out that far today all day long. You saw some stretches where you had two or three cars and then kind of a gap between those. And that's something we want to evaluate. You know, is there a better ability for us to be able to close that gap during the race and certainly look at that.
Steve, a lot of people, the thing that stood out the most was the fact that the leaders couldn't just drive away. And, of course, the first thing everybody wants to know is, why can't we do this at every track?
Yeah.
But just to reiterate, is this an Indy-specific package, right?
I think I think what you have to do is go back and look at a lot of the tests we've done, a lot of things we've tried, even at the Monster Energy Series level, where we ran some different packages at Michigan and Indy. We learned a lot through that. One of the things we had not done in the past was evaluate the power in the car, potential restrictor plate. And so that was another lever we wanted to pull here for the Xfinity Series race. So I'd say, you know, part of our evaluation now will be, can we do this in the future? Should we? And are there other racetracks that have a similar layout that we may be able to use this at? So that's all, you know, future potential. But it is something that you could look at for a couple tracks as well.
Steve, did anything surprise you, or is this exactly what you expected when you guys planned it out? You never know until the race unfolds.
No, I think everything surprises. But I would say I'll give a lot of credit to the industry and our folks at R&D. There's been a lot of work, and one of the things that they've always advocated for was, you know, restricting the engine, especially at Indianapolis. That is not met with a lot of enthusiasm from the drivers, as we usually know, but I think it's hard for them to say what they saw today was not, you know, something that was positive for the fans. So, again, there's a lot to look at with that, but, you know, we liked what we saw. It played out, you know, somewhat how we thought, but so there's a lot to learn with every race.
Is there anything about the Cup car that this package would not be as compatible with, or would you expect a similar result if you put the exact same spoiler and air ducts and restrictor plate on a Cup car?
I think tough to say without a lot more kind of CFD work and a lot more research and R&D, but I mean, it's not a huge difference that we made in terms of the current package with Xfinity to this package. So it's safe to say that, you know, it's not a drastic change, Bob, but it's still something that would require a lot of work and a lot of, you know, a lot of efforts through all of the industry to make sure we were able to pull that off.
You said it passed the eye test. Do you have, from where you were sitting, do you see other areas of improvement just before you even get back for the data? Can you see where you could pick some? Is there any place to make it even better than what it was today? Some of the drivers said they couldn't, once they get up to a car, they were still kind of stalled out a little bit.
They were, but, you know, I heard one of the drivers say he couldn't pass, but, you know, there were other drivers able to pass. I think when you got side by side, it was a second difference with other drivers, so you're able to close that gap. So, you know, we'll always look as is it, you know, is there ways to make it easier to pass? Certainly, but, you know, this is, you know, the world's best drivers, you know, the Xfinity Series and Monster Energy. It should be hard to pass, but if we can, you know, make it, you know, a better race, we'll continue to do that.
How do you like the battle between one of the young guns coming up who's not even in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series yet and a veteran who is in the
I think what you saw today for William Byron, holding off the lead as he did, potential tire issues, but still stayed on the gas, was able to block, was able to perform at a high level, shows you why he's got an incredible future, first time here. So, for us, you look at this race and you look at who won it, I think it was a terrific winner for the sport as well.
Kyle Busch seemed frustrated because he said it basically punishes the best car. The best car can't get away. Is there a fairness element that weighs into all this?
I would disagree with Kyle, and I would say, William Byron won this race and competed at the highest level today. So, Kyle, I don't think liked the package before we got here. So, we knew we'd be challenged. And, I think we saw a lot of different drivers from the Xfinity Series up there competing and leading laps, which is great for the sport.
Allgaier's wheel appeared. Is he good?
He's good, yeah. In our, it's judgment call, but in our judgment, that did not come off. So he was good on that.
Is the judgment pretty much if it stays on the hub, then you're good?
Yes.
Steve, you were joking when Jim said he's surprised you're not jumping up and down. He's still away for tomorrow. Any concern that this is going to overshadow what happens tomorrow?
No, what I would say is, this place certainly has, an allure for all the drivers, right? Everybody wants to win here. So, I'm confident that you'll see the drivers put out their best effort. I'd say that we'd be more concerned if we didn't have something to look at, kind of a comparison between what happened today and what happens tomorrow. But, I'm confident at the end of the day that, we'll put on a good race tomorrow and then we'll evaluate kind of the pros and cons from each and see where we go. I did. I saw some of that, but I think the owners would have the opposite opinions.
Thank you.
Yep,
thanks, guys. Thank you.